Happy Monday. I'm Jesse. This is my internal life. Well, I don't know. I suppose there's a lot that you could learn about some, you know, American living overseas in Asia about his normal life and in his business pursuits. Had an interesting talk with some people this week about whether I was pursuing a job. Now, I know that you know, Zach and anyone that knows me is going to say, Jesse, you would never fit with a job. Someone even bothered to have that conversation with you? You know, you don't fit into a box, let alone someone else's. I don't even fit into my own box. Sometimes it's hard to have a happy conversation with someone when it's a conversation you shouldn't be having in the first place. All charity included. I love to have friendly disagreements with my friends. It makes us stronger. It makes us think about stuff. I hope you do too. I'm going to adjust this microphone and bring it back here. Look at that. In the video, for both of you watching on YouTube, in the video, the microphone was in almost as big as my head was. Despite the fact that I was standing there looking at the thing. I mean, here, let's do this. I've got the microphone up here and it's in front of me and I'm looking at it and it's got like one third of my field of vision here occupied. Hey, listen, if Rush Limbaugh can talk to the tech guys about the latest monitoring hardware, I'm allowed to talk about the internal mechanics of actual podcasting. And that's the thing. It's a factor. When you do something that looks good, it feels horrible on your side. Optics, there's so much fakery in the things that we think are good and virtuous. If a president gives a good speech, people thought Hitler was a good speaker. He had a magician teaching him how to properly flail his arms for impressive effect. And if you want to get into idol worship, where you worship something that you make with your own hands, like you make something and then worship it like it's bigger than you, like that's insanity. But I mean, the magician actually believed that Hitler was the Führer, the savior. And Hitler just learned what the magician taught him. Why was the magician impressed with that? It just shows you how crazy things can get sometimes. All right. So I try to keep it real and earthy. And whenever you see someone doing a podcast or you see someone on TV, understand that person on TV might have spent an hour doing makeup. They've got wires all around inside the backs of their clothes. It's very uncomfortable. The lights in the studio make them incredibly hot. So the air might be incredibly cold. Like, they are not comfortable when they look good on TV. Lord of the Rings. When they were doing the scene in the snow, right? Remember the first one in the Fellowship of the Ring, they're up on the snowy mountain. That wasn't snow. That was white fluff, and it was incredibly hot. They had to work not to sweat, and they're supposed to act like it's snow. How do you make your body not sweat? Where was I? Yeah. But this past week, I had a very fascinating conversation with a friend about, you know, whether in a job interview, whether you want to, find out as quickly as possible whether the person should be hired. The applicant had better be seeing if it's a company he wants to work at. You're not guaranteed to want to work for every company. I mean, so there might be some companies you'll end up hating. The job interview should be going two ways. If the applicant is only capable of getting one job in the whole world and is that much of a loser, you don't want to hire him. You'd better, if you're doing the interview, you better hope that the job applicant is deciding whether he likes you. It's not one way. It better not be. Marriage isn't. You know, I used to be back in the oppressive days, but what, you know, what? You know, so, but I was having a conversation about whether or not you want to, you know, if you can't hire someone, like you've got to drive a truck. Well, I can't drive a truck. I don't have the license for it, and something won't allow me to get the license to drive it. I've got a handicap or something. Okay, you need to know that right away. Well, the good friend I was talking with, no. You need to be nice in the interview, and then you need to wait until after like a long time, and you've talked, and then tell the boss, oh, I have a handicap, and I'm not able to drive a truck, and that's polite. It's like, no, how is that? I know, Zach. Am I right, Zach? When you hire people, do you respect the people that apply to work for you if they're honest with you up front about the fact that you tell them these are the job requirements, and if they honestly tell you, I'm sorry, I can't meet this one, it just won't work, we should stop now, I don't want to waste your time. Do you respect that person, Zach? And would you want to hire him later for being honest? I thought so. And Zach, you want to appear on the podcast, so let's pull you on here. But see, you know, now my friend, he's got it worked out where that makes sense to him that you want to wait a long time. And I'm trying to think. I don't think bad things about people that I disagree with. Hello. Hey, make sure you look at me. No, even if you're on the podcast, I want you to look square at me. I don't think dark, bad things about people that I disagree with, friends or enemies. It's very easy when you disagree with someone to come up with some evil motive in your mind. Oh, he just wants to argue. Yeah, he likes to argue. That's what it is. Or something. I don't do that. So I think that the reason that my friend thinks that if the interviewee can't take the job, that he should wait to tell. I think it's because, do we assume that negotiations and job applications need to take a long time? You know, do we assume that things always have to take a long time? Have we been used to things taking a long time that we're just used to it? It's like, wait a minute, you made that quick. That can't be right. It's supposed to take a long time. It's like, well, no, maybe it doesn't have to. You know, or maybe no means no. Maybe we're hoping that, you have to be able to drive a truck for the job, but if I really like you, then maybe I'll change it. Well, okay, that's not someone who knows what he's doing. I've said this 1,000 times and I'll keep saying it like a broken record. If after 24 hours of business negotiation, if you decide that you can let go of something you wanted, okay, all right, I'll stop asking for that part. If there are 100 hours of 1,000 hours of negotiating, if you can let something go, then you didn't really have it worked out what you wanted in the first place. You should go into a negotiation, an interview, a meeting, knowing what you want and what you can let go of. Let go of everything. Know your wants and your needs, and don't push the stuff that you don't need. Ask for the stuff you want, but drop it quickly if it doesn't work. Make the negotiation go quickly so you can negotiate more business deals and get more money or whatever, you know. Some of these people, it's like they want to negotiate. They want to argue. Well, can I change the answer? And this is something that I'm going to get into with what's happening in China. And this is something I'm going to get into China, Hong Kong. You know, no means no. No means no means no means no. This week, I was all ready to release PacificDailyAds.com. I was ready to full on the go out and flip the switch. And I looked at it and I said, this thing's half stoked. I can't release this. Yep. It wasn't good enough. See, I know what I want and I want to do a good job. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I know it's got to be up to standard. And that's how I keep stuff. I don't know. That's just how I roll. See you tomorrow on the Taiwan special when we get into the issues.